Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Last week, you heard part one of my discussion with Don Newman about the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. In part one, Don told us how long the center has been in existence and went over each department and their role. To summarize, the NJBAC has existed for about 10 years. It came out of the old New Jersey Department of Commerce with the mission to revitalize business in New Jersey. NJBAC has seven departments, each with a specific charter. They are business advocates. Business advocates are the outreach team to businesses in every town in the state and is dedicated to revitalizing and expanding New Jersey's business community. Beyond its numerous contacts on the state level, the business advocates have excellent working relationships with county and local government entities throughout New Jersey. Small business advocates. Small business advocates support small businesses throughout the state. From startups to Main Street businesses, advocates can help you access a variety of resources tailored to meet your needs, including mentoring services, financial resources, licensing and professional certification, navigating the regulatory process, labor and workforce issues, procurement assistance, export assistance. The Office of Export Promotion. The Office of Export Promotion works with New Jersey's small and mid-sized companies interested in expanding their products and services through export. Companies interested in global business activity can tap into a number of resources available through the NJBAC's Export Promotion Unit. New Jersey State Trade Expansion Program. Through the SBA, the New Jersey Business Action Center received fundings for the NJSTEP, or the New Jersey State Trade Expansion Program, to provide financial rewards on a first-come, first-served competitive basis to New Jersey-eligible business concerns that are new to export, as well as those businesses who currently sell their goods and services to other countries. Eligible businesses will be considered to receive financial awards to partially offset export promotion costs, such as participation in international and U.S. trade events, participation in Government of Commerce organized trade missions, fees for services provided by the U.S. Commercial Service, translation of websites and marketing literature. The Planning Advocates. They coordinate statewide planning to protect the environment and guide future growth into compact mixed-use development and redevelopment. The office implements the goals of the State Development and Redevelopment Plan to achieve comprehensive long-term planning and integrates that planning with programmatic and regulatory land use decisions at all levels of government and the private sector. The Motion Picture and Television Commission. Motion pictures is an economic driver, and that is why they are part of NJBAC. While still a part of NJBAC, this department has its own budget, board, and mission. They are there to assist motion picture and television production companies who wish to film in New Jersey by helping with advocacy. The commission also maintains a database of potential sites for filming movies or commercials they call Real Scouts, and Real is spelled R-E-L-L. The New Jersey Business Portal. This is the web presence for all of the state information regarding businesses. It contains the links to all of the areas that a business may need to be in contact with. Currently, its web address is nj.gov/njbusiness. This portal is transitioning to a new web address in the near future. Sometime in the future, it will be njbiz.gov and will have easier navigation and more plain language so that the reader will be more able to easily comprehend what is being said. With everything that NJBAC does, I specifically wanted to cover the products and services of the Small Business Advocacy Department. After all, this program is specifically aimed at that segment of the business world here in New Jersey. That is what I will cover with Don in part two of our discussion about the NJBAC. Before we start, let me again tell you about Don Newman. Don has over 14 years of experience as a small business advocate. He provides services to businesses of all sizes and at all stages of development, from startup through maturity. These services include identifying specific programs for which businesses are eligible and helping them locate the resources that best meet their needs. In addition, Don manages the New Jersey Business Helpline, where his team answers over 25,000 calls annually pertaining to business-related matters. Prior to joining state government, Don managed and worked for several small businesses, gaining invaluable experience in such varied fields as inventory management, sales, business planning, and marketing. Now, here is part two of my discussion with Don, specifically about the products and services of the Small Business Advocacy Department of the NJBAC. That's all been very informative, Don, and your center seems to cover a lot of territory. But since this program is aimed at the small business owner, I'd like to focus on the work of the small business advocate. And looking over the NJBAC brochure, it states that there are featured products and services. So I'd like to go over those and have you explain to our listeners how they work. First is the energy efficiency programs. What is all of that about?
Well, as I mentioned before, one of the things that we do is we connect with other agencies, maintain relationships, understand at least the basics of their programs so that we can help small business owners find those programs. So the energy efficiency program, really a very valuable program for small businesses that most people don't know about. Again, problem with marketing. If you're a small business owner, the Board of Public Utilities will come in and do an energy audit to determine whether or not, and this is all taxpayer supported. I don't like the word free because the word free means it's not worth anything. These aren't free. This is something you already paid for when you pay your tax. So when you pay, actually, in this case, when you pay your utility bill, there's a little extra fee on there that supports these programs. So the Board of Public Utilities will come into an energy audit to make sure that you are using energy efficiently compared to other businesses in your industry and buildings your size and so on. And maybe they're going to recommend that you upgrade your HVACR system or your lighting. Lighting is a huge consumer of energy. So upgrading just your lights might be a way for you to save a significant amount of energy. Now, under the direct install program, which is one of their programs, they will pay 70% of the cost for improving those fixtures. And if you're in a UEZ zone, that can go up to 80%. UEZ is the urban enterprise zone. That can go up to 80% of those costs. So it's an incentive to get you to do something you wouldn't ordinarily want to do. And maybe you don't want to spend that money to upgrade that equipment because the cost is just prohibited. But if the Board of Public Utilities is going to pay 70 or 80% of that cost, that makes it more reasonable for you to do it. And it will make you more efficient, energy efficient, save you money, and create a smaller carbon footprint for your business. Mm-hmm. So it's a great program, very, very beneficial to businesses. Basically anything with a motor that uses gas could end up qualifying for electric motor or gas could qualify for this program. So that's the energy efficiency boost. If you're a higher energy user, you wouldn't be using direct install. There's another program called Pay for Performance, which is a similar program. The difference being that instead of a flat 80%, the benefit is based on how much energy you actually end up saving. Another great program for.
Then you have a grants and loans program. How does that work?
Well, first of all, let's talk about grants. People need to understand what a grant is. A grant is an incentive. It's a way to get you to do something that you ordinarily wouldn't do. So the direct install program that I just talked about is a grant. It's a grant of 70, 80% of the cost. That's what grants are. Grants are not designed to give you the working capital to run your business. That's probably one of the more common questions I get from a startup. How do I get a grant to start on a business? You don't. That's not what they're for. So you really need to talk about lending. And I already mentioned that we have relationships with lenders through the CDFIs, the Community Development Financial Institutions, with bank relationships, with relationships with the Economic Development Authority, which is a sort of a state agency that is similar to the SBA, although they would never let me, never forgive me for saying that. But they do loan guarantees like the SBA with banks. They have a small business fund. They now have a new micro lending program that will loan up to $50,000. They have a series of lending products. So as I said before, if you need $5,000 or you need millions of dollars, there are lenders out there that can help you.
Next is the municipal and incentive tax abatements. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's a tougher one because property taxes, local property taxes, and a tax abatement is not state money. It is the municipality. They collect the municipal taxes. So in order to have a tax abatement, we need to involve the municipality. They need to approve it and pass an ordinance for those programs. But on some of the bigger projects, they are willing to do that. So our office can help work with the municipality to try to, convince them that it's in their best interest to do this because of the jobs that are going to be coming to their community, but also, help them navigate the, and this is where our planning advocacy unit can help our business advocates, and that we put together a program to try to get the towns to do that for a business that wants to come into that town. So that's, like I say, there's no specifics on it because it's specific to the municipality. Everything depends on what they put in their ordinance.
I see. And what is project coordination?
Well, project coordination, has a lot to do with the business advocacy team, which we talked about earlier, where if you want to build a building, if you're looking to expand your building, going through that regulatory process, our people can help you do that. So we help manage that project for you. Now we're not your construction people. We're not your attorney. We just help you get through the regulatory process. And, and we're also not fixers. So if you run into a DEP issue because of a regulation, we're not going to be able to waive the regulation for you. But we can make sure that you're talking to the right people and that you're following the process to get through it. That's what we do. And it's, it can be very valuable in saving time and money because when you're doing a project like that, time is money, the old adage. And we can help you do that more efficiently and identify things that you may not have thought of, like air quality permits or water permits that may be unique to your industry and maybe you weren't even aware that my pet crematorium needs an air quality permit. You may not be aware of that, but we will help you with that.
So does that kind of fit in with redevelopment guidance?
Yeah, it does. Again, that's another area where the planning advocacy group is helpful. So areas that have been designated as areas in need of redevelopment can have certain benefits we can help you find as you start to go into those areas. So, if you are looking to move, relocate, open a new facility, rebuild a facility, or expand your facility, and you're in an area that is in need of redevelopment, there are unique opportunities there for you that we can help you navigate.
What is site searches for real estate locations? What's that all about?
Well, we do have some resources to help you find a location. I'm not poaching work from a site selection professional or a real estate agent. We want to supplement what they do or help that guy that's trying to do it themselves. So we'll take your criteria. What do you need? A building of a certain size and loading docks or whatever. We will then use our database to give you a list of potential sites that you might be interested in pursuing when you're trying to relocate. So that's essentially what it is. So, like I say, I'm not We're looking to supplement the work of our site's selection professionals by helping you with accessing some of these sites.
And tax credits? You talked about a little bit about it, tax credits with the motion picture. But what about what is this for?
Well, there are certain tax credits that may be available to certain businesses. So we could spend an entire session on just talking about those, you know, like redevelopment tax credits. So again, what we want to do is work with you to make sure that you are taking advantage of everything that the state has to offer. So if there are some tax credits that are available to you, for example, angel investor tax credit, which is a tax credit program that the EDA offers, that administers, that gives a tax credit to an investor who's going to be investing into a New Jersey technology company. And most people aren't aware of that. So it gives an advantage to the business because we're going to encourage people to invest in your company. So that's an angel investor tax credit. But if people were not aware of that and they're out there trying to go through a solicitation for investment for their technology company, they may miss that opportunity. So those are the kinds of things that we want to make sure that every business owner is aware. That's just one example of several different tax credits that may be available.
And finally, there's the workforce recruitment / training grants.
Yes.
What's that?
Department of Labor, another example of a underutilized program, especially for small businesses. First of all, you're trying to recruit a new staff. The Department of Labor has a database and has a program that will help you find those qualified staff people so that you don't have to get a stack of resumes from an ad that you ran in, you know, on some website and have to sift through. The Department of Labor will help you do that, and they will make sure that the only people you're dealing with are qualified. But the other piece that they offer, which is very valuable, are the training grants. There are training grants that are available to upskill your staff or train some of your new staff to learn about whatever technologies that you're looking to teach them or processes that you're looking to teach them. They can also be customizable so that you have if you have a specific need, and you have enough people that can qualify, the Department of Labor may be able to give you a grant to train that group of people as well. But a big one that a lot of small businesses don't use, which is really a valuable tool, the on-the-job training grants. On-the-job training grants will pay a portion of a new employee's salary for several months after they get hired if that employee meets the qualifications. Now, you would have to get this approved before you make the hire. But, for example, if you're going to hire and you hire a returning veteran, the Department of Labor will pay half that guy's salary for you, that young gentleman or woman's salary. So there's an advantage for you to hire someone who may not have recent work experience outside of the military, for example, but it could also be there's a list of categories of businesses, and forgive me, my dog is barking, but working from home.
You know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yeah. But there are... there are resources that you can, access to help you pay these employees when you first hire them. It's a great way for a business to offset some of those costs. And unfortunately, not many people know about it. And again, that's why I like doing these kinds of events, so I can tell people that these resources are out there. And if you want to access those resources, yes, you can go right directly to the Department of Labor, but you can also call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. And we will put you in contact with the right people at the right Department of Labor to help.
Yeah. Thank you, Don, explaining the programs of the NJBAC and especially with what you do for the small business advocates. Do you have any parting words of advice for the small business owner?
Yeah, actually, we're putting together a document. I'm not sure how it's going to be released, but, I used to do a lot of speaking on business continuity planning. So first of all, I would say, don't get wrapped up into the last disaster. When I started it, it was soon after 9/11, and everyone wanted to talk about terrorism. After Sandy, everyone wanted to talk about storms. Now I'm afraid that as you do business continuity planning, you may always think about pandemics. You should be thinking about all of that, and the most common disaster is a flood. But moving forward, I would tell you, you need to start getting into the recovery area. Let's start looking at, for example, communication. Have you spoken to your vendors? Are you sure that they are available to make sure that your inventory and your supply chain is secure? Have you engaged in with your customers? But you should be engaging with your customers as much as possible so that you continue that relationship. You should be doing the same thing with your employees. You should be engaging with your employees so that you maintain that. You also need to start thinking about marketing. The world has changed, and the way you conducted business in the past may not be appropriate in the future, because your business model, your customer buying habits may have changed. I know myself, I'm ordering a lot of stuff online that I never would have done before. Maybe that's something you need to consider as you move forward. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, is finance. You open back up, not everyone's coming back into your store immediately, and you still have bills to pay. So do you have a good control on your cash flow projection, on your cash flow? And if you don't, let's go talk to SCORE. Let's go talk to the Small Business Development Center so that they can then assist you in planning for the next several months and into the future and how you're going to meet your obligations. That is critical. This is not just the governor's executive orders are over, everything's going back to the way it was. It's not. You have to be prepared for that. So my parting advice to everyone is think about what you're doing, plan, and get some assistance from the technical assistance people that are out there if you need it. And that would be my part.
Oh, thank you, Don. And there you have it, listeners. Small business is a priority for New Jersey, and the NJBAC is here to help you. To quote from their own website, the NJBAC is a business-first resource that can help you get answers from government agencies, direct you to the appropriate officials or contacts, facilitate meetings and follow up with regulatory agencies, and so much more, all at no cost and strictly confidential. Whether you're an entrepreneur, own a business on Main Street, are located on a corporate campus, or interested in expanding your products and services through export, we're here for you. We are a business advocacy team within the Department of State, dedicated to solving problems and maximizing growth opportunities. We are from the state government, and we are here to help your business grow. If you have business questions, NJBAC has the answers, like, how do I start a business in New Jersey? Or what licenses do I need to operate my business? Or where do I go for financing for my business? They can answer those questions and a lot more. While I am advocating that you take advantage of NJBAC, don't forget about the Small Business Administration, the Small Business Development Centers, and SCORE. They are here to help you as well. In fact, whether you're a startup or already a small business owner, you should make use of all resources that will help your business succeed. Small businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy. The more you succeed, the more the U.S. economy succeeds. If you'd like more information about this show or any past SCORE Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or you have some topic you would like to hear discussed, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who's overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass along your knowledge to our listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast Chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time we have for today. I would again like to thank my guest, Don Newman, Director of Small Business Advocacy at the New Jersey Business Action Center, for taking the time out of his busy day to be with us today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.